A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Away!
Two men sat in the small cabin of Pico Gonzalez, a poor Mexican who lived at the edge of the town. Pico's dusky skin contrasted strangely with the unusual pallor of the white man who talked to him earnestly.
I spent 2 years in a rotten jail on account of an hombre they call the Lone Ranger. If I hadn't escaped, I'd have spent a lot more time there.
See, that ranger, he catch one.
Yeah. Look at this hand.
Scarred from his bullet. That should make you remember.
Now this time he ain't going to have a chance to shoot. I'm getting him.
Huh? How you do this?
Your friend, the Padre, is a good friend of the masked man's, too.
Well, the Padre's not in town. He's left to visit church in other
town. I know that. I also know that the Lone Ranger is near the town of Phoenix, about 75 miles from here. He was just mixed up in a case there. The last time I was caught, I heard tell how the Padre had telegraphed him. So I figure if he's near a town, he calls at the telegraph office once in a while. Or has that Indian do it for him.
What has this to do with you?
I'm going to hide in the Padre's house and send a message to the ranger saying the Padre's in trouble. And tell him to come there pronto. And you send that message for me. They know you're a friend of the Padre's, so the telegraph clerk will think he sent you.
But the Padre's my good friend. I cannot do
that. Shut up! You don't, something might happen to the Padre.
Dirk, you don't hurt the Padre.
Not if you'll take that message. As long as you keep quiet about it, I won't tell that you were part of my gang at one time.
The Padre must not be harmed.
And you'll do it?
See, I will do it. Well, that is all I will do.
It was late afternoon, and the Lone Ranger rose to his feet in surprise as Dan Reed rode into camp at a fast gallop.
Hold on, steady.
Something wrong, Dan?
Yes, this message.
Did Tonto send one?
I got one from Tonto. He says he'll be back in 2 days. But there was another message there from the Padre.
The Padre?
Yes, sir. He says to come at once. He's in trouble and needs you. Here.
Well, let me see. That's strange. He doesn't say what's wrong.
Maybe he couldn't.
Well, I'd better start at once. Fill these canteens, Dan. I'll saddle Silver.
Do you want me to go with you?
No, you'd better stay here and wait until Tonto gets back. I'll send a message if I need you.
Steady, go easy.
Tonto will be in on the stage day after tomorrow. You'd better meet him. If you haven't heard from me by then, wait here for me.
Are you going to take the trail?
No, Dan. I'll go straight across the desert. It will save time.
The great white horse Silver had covered many miles in the desert before the sun had risen very high. The ranger, knowing how cruel the heat would be later in the day, was going fast, planning to stop and rest through the blistering noonday.
Come on, Silver!
Suddenly, the great horse stumbled as his front foot sank into a hole and horse and rider crashed to the ground.
Steady, boys!
The masked man raised his head slowly as he felt the hot desert sun bite into his back. The light blinded him for a moment, and when he tried to get up, a stinging pain in his leg made him wince.
My leg. Silver. Silver, old fella. You're standing on three legs, boy. I can't get to you. My leg's broken. Come here, Silver. Come to me, fella. Let's see your leg. Steady, boy. Easy. You pulled a tendon. You can't walk on that leg, boy. It's beginning to swell. Get down, Silver. Lie down, fella. Down, I say. That water canteen split. You fell on it. We're in a bad spot, fella. The other canteen is almost empty. And with the sun, we're in a bad spot.
The hours dragged by slowly. Silver's leg was swollen now, and the big horse was helpless. The ranger, blinded by the noonday glare, rested his head on Silver's neck, trying to shield the horse from the pitiless sun. As the masked man painfully tried to shift his position, he noticed Silver breathing hard.
You got to have some water, old fella. Here. There you are. Maybe that'll help a little. Just a few more hours and the sun will set. I could only help you, old fella.
Darkness came at last, and man and horse, exhausted, slept through the desert night. They lay motionless as the hot morning sun again began its blistering journey across the heavens. As the ranger opened his eyes, he saw high in the sky the circling black birds of the desert.
Buzzards. They've spotted us already. Silver, old fellow, you're suffering. Wait, I'll give you a little more water. There you are. Maybe if I fire some shots, someone will hear. At least it will frighten those black demons up there. They'll know we're still alive. Maybe if we can last through the day, someone will hear my shots. Maybe someone will hear.
Night passed, and once again the burning sun mounted high in the sky. Painfully, the ranger dragged his body around the head of the great horse he loved to shield it from the blinding glare as the day wore on. And then, as he desperately shot his gun into the air, he crumpled beside his horse, muttering incoherently.
Oh, my head. There's heat. Maybe someone will come tomorrow. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Creeps in this petty pace from day to day. The last syllable of recorded time. All our yesterdays have lighted. All our yesterdays. Our yesterdays, Silver. They were wonderful days, remember. Remember, Silver. There was a day that I first saw you, the most beautiful horse in the world, galloping wild and free as the wind, the king of the valley. And then, the day I found you after a battle for that kingdom, lying bruised and torn, unable to move. And later, you stood proud and strong again, with your coat shining in the sun. You were the most beautiful horse Tonto and I had ever seen. Tonto and I had saved your life.
Look at him, Kemosabe. Him silver white.
Silver. That's what I'll call you, old boy. Silver.
Ah, that name right for him. Him shine like silver.
Steady, fella. Easy. We're going for a ride. As fast as you please. One silver. One silver. Remember, Silver. Remember. Oh, you're thirsty. The sun will be gone in a few hours. Maybe someone will come. Maybe if I shoot again. Tonto came once when I was about to die. Long before I saw you, Silver. It was back when I was a Texas Ranger. Six of us were after some outlaws. We didn't know that they lay in ambush, and then...
I think we got them all, Butch.
We gotta be sure. Put a few more shots in each of those rings.
I lay unconscious with my five dead companions. When I woke up, it was daybreak. I was too weak to raise my hand, but I could see that I was in a cave. Then I heard a voice, the voice of an Indian.
You wake at last. Me, Tonto.
It was you who found me, dressed my wounds, saved my life.
And Tonto glad.
Tonto, there were six of us in that canyon. The others, what about the other Texas Rangers?
Other Rangers, all dead.
Dead. One of them was my brother.
Oh, that bad.
I'll get them for this. I wonder if they know I'm alive.
Me bury five men. Make six mounds. Them think you die with others.
No one but you knows I'm alive. Nobody will. From now on, I'll ride alone. I'll make every criminal in the new frontier regret the day you nursed a dying Texas Ranger back to life. I'll wear a mask. My identity will stay buried in that mound.
You'll be Lone Ranger.
As soon as I'm strong enough to carry guns. Yes, I'll be the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger. Tonto. Faithful Tonto. Later on, he made my bullets. Silver bullets. Never took a life, but brought many criminals to justice. I haven't many of them left now, Silver. And Tonto won't come this time. He'll signal once again before the sun sets. Just a few bullets left. And our water almost gone. I won't let you suffer, old fella. Not too long. The last bullet, save for you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The bright stars seemed to hang low in the clear sky as they shone down on the horse and man lying alone in the vast desert. The Lone Ranger, his head pillowed on Silver's neck, slept fitfully, the pain in his legs stabbing him each time he moved. Half awake and half sleeping, visions of the past paraded before his half-closed eyes, and he relived many of the great adventures he had with the faithful horse at his side.
Remember, Silver? Remember when we found Dan Reed? He thought he was all alone in the world. Remember how surprised he was when I told him he was coming with me? Remember, Silver?
You mean I'm going to travel with you and Tonto?
Yes, Dan. You see, just before the woman you call Grandma died, she told me how she found you as a baby after your mother had been killed by Indians.
Oh, she did?
She showed me a locket that you had, this locket.
Well, the pictures of my mother and father are in it.
Yes, I know it, Dan. Your father was a Texas Ranger. I knew him.
You did? He was killed in an ambush.
I know, son. I was with him.
You? So that's why you're going to take me with you.
No, that's not the only reason, Dan. There's another one. You see, your father was my brother.
Consciousness returned for a moment as the ranger shifted his cramped position, and the pain in his leg brought a groan to his lips. Then he lay back again and closed his eyes, and he seemed to be riding the great white horse once more.
Remember Bill Cody, Buffalo Bill? Remember when we rode with him to fight the Indians?
Come on, masked man! We ride straight at them. Won't be a single redskin left to see the sunset.
Come on, Silver! I can see them all. I can hear their voices. There's old Judge Bean.
And there's Thunder Martin.
What if she has got a face like a horse? I've seen some downright handsome horses. But let anybody say anything bad about Clairvelle Hornbrule. Just let him try. I'll unhitch his arm and knock his ears off with his own elbow.
Silver.
And there's Calamity Jane and Barnaby Boggs and Cactus Pete with his old guitar. And there's Hacksaw Hastings and Mustang Mag and Billy the Kid and Doc Holliday. And they're all walking into a great white light. Great white light. Silver. It's the sun. It's come to torture us again. There isn't a drop of water, Silver. Not a drop of water. 7 bullets left. I'll fire 3 more now and 3 more later while I'm conscious.
The sun rose higher and higher in the sky, its searing rays beating down on the panting horse and his half-conscious master. The Lone Ranger raised himself painfully.
3 more shots. 3 more. But the last bullet, I must save it. It's no use. There's nobody. Nobody to hear them. Silver. Silver, you're suffering. Horses take longer to die of thirst than men. You'll be helpless. Those buzzards, they may not wait long enough. I can't let you suffer. If I die first, this bullet, Silver, I saved it for you. I must do it now. I have the strength. Soon my brain will be numb. Please help me, Silver. Please understand. And keep remembering, Silver. Keep remembering our life together. Maybe we'll be together afterwards. I know you understand. This last bullet. Goodbye, old friend. Goodbye, Silver. What? I'm hearing voices again. It's Toto.
Toto, is he dead, do you think?
Me see.
Is he still breathing?
Him not dead. Bring water, quick.
Right.
Better now, Kemosabe.
I still can't believe you're here. Where's Dan?
Well, him go back to town for medicine, supplies. Him bring tent. We camp here in desert till you and Silver better.
How is Silver?
Well, him all right now. Him need water bad. Me give him drink.
How is his leg?
Silver pull tendon. Me fix it. It get better soon. Your leg bad hurt, too.
As long as you're here, I won't worry about that.
Dan be here by night.
But how did you happen to come?
When me get to town, Dan show me message from Padre that say him in bad trouble.
The message he sent to me?
Me know that message not from Padre. Because me see Padre in Plainville before me take stage for Phoenix.
You mean that Padre didn't send that message?
No. Me talk to him. Him say, take you his blessing and good luck. Him visit church in Plainville.
But who could have sent that message?
Maybe someone try to kill you when you get to Padre's house. Maybe it trick.
Yes. You're probably right.
Me know something wrong. Dan and me follow you across desert.
But could you trail me after 2 or 3 days?
And your trail gone in 3 days. We go across desert. When we get near here, we hear shots.
You heard the last 3 shots I fired.
Ah. We turn horse and come this way. Now, maybe you sleep some more, huh?
Did you find my gun?
Ah. When we get here, you faint. Gun lie beside you. You have 1 bullet left.
You saved my life again, Tonto. Something else that was just as precious. Thanks to you, there was 1 bullet left.
There was quiet and peace in the Padre's garden beside his small house near the mission. The Padre listened eagerly as the Lone Ranger told his story.
Well, that's the story of Encinas for so long.
What a terrible ordeal. It is a miracle that Tonto was able to save both you and Silver.
Tonto has saved my life many times.
I think something more than Tonto saved your life. If Silver had not fallen, you might have been killed by the man who was hiding here.
Yes, that's true, Padre. It was the first time anything like that ever happened to Silver.
And now I must tell you the sequel to it all.
Well, you said the sheriff had arrested the man who tried to get me here, the one who sent the message.
A Mexican called Pico met me when I returned to town. I got back sooner than I expected to. Pico is devoted to me, and it seems this man had threatened to kill me if Pico did not send the telegraph message for him.
Threatened to kill you?
Pico saw me get off the stage and told me the whole story, and I got the sheriff to go to my house. He found the man, Dirk. He is back in jail where he belongs.
I see.
I persuaded the sheriff to let me be responsible for Pico. I was sure you would approve of that.
Why, of course. Well, I must go. Dan and Tonto are waiting for me at camp.
You have been close to death, my friend. I will give thanks in my prayers that you are well and strong again.
Thank you, Padre. Look at Silver pawing the ground. You'd never know he'd been hurt. Yes, I'm coming, boy.
Goodbye, my son. And God bless you.
Goodbye, Padre. Send a big fellow. Come on, Silver!
I'm Silver! Bye!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger, Incorporated.